From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
The grand opening of the Northeast Victoria Amateur Radio Club's new club rooms is being held on Sunday, the 8th of April, at the new club rooms, 25 Silver Drive, West Wodonga. All amateurs from the Northeast Victoria and Albury-Wodonga regions are invited to what will be a great day. The day starts with a barbecue lunch at noon, followed by a general get-together and a demonstration of DMR radios and hotspots used by some of the members. Talk-in will be available on the VK3RWO repeater on 146.975 MHz or on DMR Talk Group 8. So join us for what will be a fantastic day at the all-new club rooms of the Northeast Victoria Amateur Radio Club. This is Frank, VK2BFC for NEVARC.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it can be heard on 7130 kHz lower sideband every Sunday at 9 a.m. I'm Gary, VK4AR.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. As people in the north attempt the clean-up that follows extreme weather conditions, people along the central coast are wondering what the weather will finally bring as the tail of a worn-out cyclone falters and blows its fury away. The Easter weekend is a strange time when it falls so early, banging into the end of the cyclone season. It's a time when people hurriedly escape from their normal habitat and seek the last of the summery fun before the cool of winter. Whilst the Sunshine State is experiencing equivocal weather, hopefully the north coast of New South Wales is more accommodating to the radio amateurs attending the Yeranga Convention. This is one of the longest-running regional radio get-togethers in the country, having commenced shortly after the end of World War II. It never ceases to surprise me how the spirit of amateur radio comes out. We like to think of this hobby as being generous and sharing, and certainly that is the ideal to which we aspire. As an example, I received a phone call during the week from an interstate colleague, volunteering, with a friend, to come and set up the station for me. This offer was out of the blue and surprising to me. The leftovers of medical treatment and years compounding have left me less able to do the physical things that we sometimes need to achieve that working station with all the antennas and all the radios connected and working, the way they were meant. What can I say about such a generous offer? I'll let you guess, but helping out has been part of the history of radio and electronics. That help can take many forms, and it can be anything from discussing theory to how to do the exams, to mucking in, to erect towers and pour concrete, from sharing components to loaning books. This helping is what makes clubs into good clubs and good clubs into great clubs, when individuals see a need and have the enthusiasm to try and help that need. Manning the barbecue and turning the onions can be as important as wiring up a station for someone. Dropping around for a chinwag can be the stimulus for someone who is not up to par. And helping someone who is disabled to achieve their goals can be so very important to that person concerned. So whilst some of us are enjoying a break away from home this weekend, perhaps we can give a thought as to where we can make that bit of difference. Not all gifts are given directly, but doing something at the club might allow someone else to be free to help. Someone else. Maybe you can call it karma, but I like to think of it as what goes around comes around. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.